By all accounts, Florida's new governor entered politics as a one-issue candidate. Rick Scott claims his outrage over Congress passing the Affordable Care Act compelled him to throw his hat in the ring. Nearly a year and tens of millions of dollars later, he's Florida's head of state. Tampa City Council District 2 contender Susan Long also said a single controversy drew her into local politics. For her, it was panhandling.
Well, one, I don't like being accosted in my car when I'm sitting at a stoplight. Two, and it has happened to me, and it's upsetting, startling, dangerous.
Long added that the city council seemed to be doing nothing to address the issue. Meanwhile, she said, it's costing the city potential jobs.
I know businesses that have come to Tampa considering moving here, seen the panhandlers and decided that they weren't going to move to a town that was buried in panhandlers, and left saying, when as and if you get rid of this, if I haven't already found a new place to relocate, give me a ring.
She said banning panhandling compels those in need to seek out nonprofits like Metropolitan Ministries. There, she said, donated dollars are accounted for, unlike those people hand to strangers at intersections.
If they gave it to one of the social services that are there to help the homeless and the needy, they would have over $1.5 million that they don't have right now.
Long said she's concerned that being perceived as a one-issue candidate may hurt her campaign, and said there are several other issues she wants to tackle as a city council member.
We have infrastructure that is in bad shape because it's old, not because people abused it or anything, because it's old. We need to resolve that. One of the issues with that is money, of course. We have budget issues.
There are three candidates for the citywide District 2 seat. Incumbent Mary Mulhern is hoping for a second term in the seat. Mulhern had been opposed to a panhandling ban, but supported a partial ban recommended by Council Chair Thomas Scott. Critics have said Mulhern's reversal was a means of securing votes. Mulhern defends her support of a panhandling ban, saying that she was responding to her constituents.
You're a representative of the people that voted for you, and if they are, you know, overwhelmingly asking you to do something, I suppose then it's political to do what they ask, but, you know, it's also a democratic process that you listen to your constituents.
She said the ban shouldn't be treated like a silver bullet solution to homelessness, and that an anti-panhandling ordinance needs to be passed alongside a means of addressing the causes of homelessness and poverty.
The underlying problems that are creating the panhandlers out there have to do with, you know, lack of services for mental health, for addiction, unemployment, you know, just poverty, lack of medical services. So panhandling, I think, is a symptom.
Mulhern added that the issue was coming up at every city council meeting, often bogging down the agenda with a lengthy and unproductive discussion. She said it's council members' jobs to compromise with their colleagues.
I have felt and worked toward having our council be very collegial, and I respect everyone that I work with.
One thing on which at least two of the candidates agree is Tampa's need for beefed up transit. Both Long and Mulhern support light rail. Both hope the governor accepts federal stimulus dollars for a high-speed rail line linking Tampa to Orlando. That line's Tampa terminus is slated for downtown Tampa, but both say it should go to the airport instead. Mulhern said she was the only one on council to vocally support the airport location.
This was a stance that no one else would come out and publicly agree to, but which many, many business people and transportation experts agreed with me in off the record.
The third candidate, 32-year-old businessman Scott Strapina, did not return several interview requests. Tampa voters will weigh in on this race and several others on March 1st. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.